wish to speak to the commission while we are here in Emonik. And because of drifting snow, those people from Alaknuk cannot come here tonight. So I think that we will arrange to have a meeting tomorrow morning at 10. And if the people from Alaknuk, if any of them can come over at that time, then we'll have a couple of hours in the morning to hear what they have to say. At 12:40, we have to get a plane to Bethel and then to Tanunik, where we are to hold another meeting starting on Thursday. So I think we will have another meeting at 10 a.m. tomorrow to consider the views of those people from Alaknuk. But of course, you're all invited to that meeting, which will be here in the complex. Is there anyone else who wishes to speak before we adjourn until tomorrow morning? Mr. Kelly, yes.
To my understanding, this Alaska Native Claims, this Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act is the very first Native Claims Settlement Act that ever took place in the world. Now, the world is watching what's going to happen to our claim settlement, what kind of effects it will have in our native people. And I would like to ask you, your opinion, what's been happening to other natives of different countries who do not have such acts? Are we lucky to have this settlement act, or are we disadvantaged? Where do we stand?
Well, the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act of 1971 was a landmark. It was the first settlement of native claims in the modern era, that is, since the treaties were made back in the 19th century with the Plains Indians in the United States and Canada. Since 1971, in Canada, the Inuit, that is the Eskimos, and the Cree Indians of northern Quebec have settled with the government of Canada. That was back in 1975. Next week, we're holding a roundtable discussion in Anchorage, and some of those people from Canada are coming to talk about the settlement they made in 1975. There are two settlements on the verge of being signed in Canada. Settlements between the Eskimos of the Mackenzie Delta and the government of Canada, and between the Indians of the Yukon Territory, that is the people who live in the upper Yukon, in the headwaters of the Yukon, but in Canada. They are about to sign a settlement with the government of Canada. But the Eskimos the largest population of Eskimos in Canada hasn't signed, and they're looking to Alaska to see how your settlement has worked out. In the same way, the largest population of Indians in the north, in Canada's north, the Dene, haven't settled. They're looking to Alaska to see how your settlement has worked out. In Greenland, the Eskimos are the largest. The Eskimos are they are the majority of the population there. The Danes are in the minority, and they have home rule, but they still haven't settled their land claims. Denmark still controls the subsurface resources. In Australia, The government of Australia has said to the native people of Australia just recently, they have said, all right, we will recognize your land claims, so let's sit down and settle. And the Aboriginal people of Australia are looking to Alaska to see how your claim has worked out. In fact, one of the representative of the Aboriginal people came to Anchorage to talk to us earlier this month with a view to seeing if some Australian Aboriginal people could come here for the meetings that we're holding in Alaska. Now, we're going to have 3 weeks of meetings in Anchorage next week with representatives of Alaska Natives, Native people from the Lower 48, from Canada, from Greenland, and we hope from Australia and perhaps as well from Norway, where of course you have the Lapps, the Sami people who are the native people, to talk about all their settlements. And so I would like to wait till I've heard more before I go around saying that your settlement was better or worse than any that they have made or any that they might make. They want to learn from your experience, and of course, in this commission, after we've been all over the state, I hope that I can write a report that will be useful to you in determining what direction you take now. And I want to thank you all for participating. I think this has been a very good series of meetings we've had in Amonek, and I think that many very fine presentations have been made, and I was particularly, I think it was particularly worthwhile that you had the young people, the students from the school, participating to the extent that they did. So I'm grateful to you all, and I think that I will adjourn the meeting until tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock, when I hope that the people from Alaknak will be able to get through and to present their views. So thank you very much, and we'll adjourn till 10 a.m.
Well, I was hoping we could have gotten all of that. There we go.